Welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. The Vegas Voice, the voice for your health, wealth, and good times, and Nevada's most powerful senior media resource. I'm John the Announcer, and happy to introduce the various Vegas Voice segments and interviews that you can also find in our magazine, on our websites, and YouTube channel. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the Vegas Voice.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. I'm Dan Roberts, the publisher of the Vegas Voice, and I get the great pleasure of introducing various people in and around Henderson and Las Vegas who really make a difference. And we have one today that is just a superb gentleman, and it's my pleasure to introduce to the audience Dan Shaw, who is a Henderson councilman representing Ward 2. Dan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
It is our pleasure. Dan, I there's a lot of questions about, let's start with something easily. What does a councilman do in the city of Henderson?
City of Henderson is a mayor-council form of government with a city manager. There are four council persons and a mayor, so five of us in total. We all vote. The council has direct hiring responsibility for the city manager, for the city attorney, and the city clerk. And so those people report directly to us. Then the city manager obviously runs the city. We have currently about 3,000 employees. So we oversee the budgets. We oversee all of the activity that it takes to run a city, police, fire, all of those kind of things, typically delegated down through the city manager. But we're ultimately responsible to review and approve all of those activities.
You know, the interesting thing is that if you speak to an average person in Henderson, they might tell you, oh, I know who's running for president. I might even know who my U.S. senator is. But really, it's on the local level, the grassroots, which the council people do, that really can affect the day-to-day lives of everybody.
Great Ben Franklin quote, all government is local.
Yeah.
And the local government really affects people much more on a daily basis than the federal government.
Positively.
You're talking about when you turn your tap on, you want water. You need good roads to drive on. You need parks. You need recreation. You need a fire department and a police department. That's all local government, and that's what we do.
You know, and with all that in mind, you might get the little old lady that is complaining about either a dog barking or my sidewalk is not good or something along those lines. And it must be extremely aggravating to put up with certain types of people. And how do you have the personality to do so?
I've been married a long time.
Okay.
So I have developed great patience. And the reality is, you know, when people have those issues, they're serious issues to them.
They are.
And so you need to take them seriously and do your best to try to help them and solve them. And I've been doing that for, 35 years in Henderson. I started out in the Parks and Recreation Committee, and we built great parks in this town. We have 72 of them now. Been the number one Parks and Recreation program in the nation. From there, I went to the Planning Commission and listened to a lot of issues at the Planning Commission level, and I've been a city councilman now for about 7 years doing the same thing.
And you've been a Henderson resident for how long?
Almost 40 years.
40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you even imagine what it was like 40 years ago to see how Henderson has just grown tremendously?
Just to give you a little story, when I very first moved to Henderson,
right,
I moved over onto what was then the Showboat Country Club, which is now Wild Horse. And if it rained, we had to wait to come home because there wasn't a bridge across Duck Creek.
Oh, my.
So the wash would flood, and we had to wait for the road to dry out so we could get home. So,
I mean, the growth has been just unbelievable. And whoever thought that in the city of Henderson would have the Raiders and the Las Vegas Aces? I mean, were you involved in those type of negotiations, or you knew what was going on and you had to vote on it or had to say
it? Sure.
Did you even realize the potential that would happen?
We absolutely recognized the potential, and yes, I was involved in that. We recognized the Raiders, for example. When they came to town, we negotiated with them. They agreed to give us 250 jobs that were not athletic related.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew that's going to help our economy. Those are accountants. Those are lawyers. Those are marketing people. Been a great boon for city of Henderson. The property taxes they pay are huge. We get great recognition from it. ACE is the same way.
Right.
We've joint ventured with the Golden Knights on two facilities in town and great relationship with them. And it helps us not only financially, but it provides great opportunities for our residents to go see a great show, to go see a great sporting event. And so we're really active in trying to continue that process.
I mean, it's just tremendous, the growth by on the west side of town, I believe. It's just been phenomenal. Plus, a new hospital is coming into
A brand new hospital coming in. Should open this fall. And we're excited about that. West Henderson is expanding and growing. We have a West Henderson plan that we've been following. We're bringing in brand new companies and jobs, great residential, more parks, more recreation facilities. So it's just exciting to be a part of that and to continue that growth for our citizenry.
And for the residents of Henderson, what should they know about the day-to-day aspects of being a city councilman? Because I don't think really anybody knows, unfortunately, and they should.
The day-to-day aspects in Henderson, it's not a full-time job, although it is a full-time job.
I can imagine.
And so we meet on a very regular basis with our department heads to understand what's going on in each department. We meet with the city manager. We meet with our constituents on a very regular basis. We go to homeowners meetings. We go to meet and greets. I've got one coming up on the 29th. And so we're constantly out there in the community trying to figure out what the needs are. The other thing that we do on a regular basis is we're constantly looking at best practices. How do we effectively run the city? Keep in mind that currently our tax rate is 77 cents per $100 of assessed value. Mm-hmm. That's the lowest in all of Southern Nevada. Our next closest competition is the city of Las Vegas, and they're at $1.16.
Really?
So we're dramatically cheaper on our tax base than anywhere else. Yet we still provide great service. Our people and staff are really dedicated to what they do. So we're constantly looking at ways of how do we provide a premier service at a fair cost and keep our taxes down.
You know, with all the growth, everything going on in the city of Henderson, obviously you can't please everybody, no matter how hard you try. How do you put up with it? I mean, you've been doing this for so long, obviously. Does the grind ever get to you? Do you ever want to grab somebody and say, listen, buddy, move over to North Las Vegas. You don't belong in Henderson.
You know, there are obviously challenges with every job. You have them with your job.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I've found out is that people who are passionate about an issue, that's really sincere to them. And some people may not be as passionate about the same issue.
Right.
So what I've learned is you have to listen to all of them. And there's always a common ground of some kind that you can establish. So can we please everybody? No, we're not going to please everybody.
Yep.
Can we do our best to try to find compromise and a fair way to do it? Certainly.
And now you announced you're running for re-election as Councilman Ward 2. And I guess the question I always have for people who come in is why should seniors vote for you? Okay? I mean, I know that's seems kind of silly, but why should seniors vote for you for re-election?
You know, I almost wish we were on TV because that would tell you right there.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Okay.
I'm a senior.
Right.
So I understand the senior needs. I understand that you've got doctor's appointments, that you've got health issues, that transportation is critical to you. A lot of us are on fixed incomes, so concerned about taxes, concerned about increasing costs. So I understand the senior issues and how we should treat them and how we can make life better for them. Obviously, Henderson has the largest over 55 community in the state.
Yeah.
In Anthem, you know, some 8,000 homes here. So yeah, we pay attention to those kinds of things, and we understand it.
Well, I know you have something coming up on Monday, April 29th. It's a meet and greet, in effect.
Correct.
And people come up to you and ask you all sorts of questions, I suppose.
Open forum. They can come and ask me anything they want to. If we don't have the answer for them immediately, we can certainly get it for them. So we would love to have people come out, chat with us, tell us what you think the problems are. We're happy to listen, happy to see what we can do.
You know, in the few moments that we have left, I guess the basic question is, more than anything else, your job as a city councilman, you're running for re-election, this is what you believe. What should the Henderson residents of Ward 2 know about you and why they should vote for you?
I think the real critical thing for me is that they understand that I'm dedicated to the city of Henderson. I've been involved with the city of Henderson for over 35 years, chairman of the Parks Board, chairman of the Planning Commission, on the city council. I've served on the Housing Authority, on the Regional Transportation Board. And I do this not because of the money. The money isn't worth it.
Yeah.
I do it because I want to make this place a better place to live. And I think we've made great progress in that. Our Parks and Recreation program is the best in the nation. You know, we're expanding. We're growing. We've been in the top 10 growth cities in America for many, many years now. We're efficiently run, and we want to continue that. So I'm dedicated to try to make that happen.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Again, we've been speaking with Dan Shaw, Henderson City Councilman, Ward 2. I thank you so much for your time. And this is Dan Roberts for the Vegas Voice podcast, saying we will speak to you again next time. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.